A very warm welcome. We'll first give a short introduction to the topic, very, very short, and then we introduce ourselves. So this is Almut. I'm from Germany, from Berlin. And how does the inspiration for this meeting came up? I'll tell you. Last year, I was in Bonn at the conference which prepares the COP, this big environmental conference, and I was invited there, and I got to know quite a lot of souls from the food sector, pro-veg or pro-vegan, and it's a big movement in whole of Germany. It's a big movement. And then we had a program in the center. Martin Frick was there. He's the leader of the world of the UN food program. He was there with another speaker. So the idea was coming up. We should have. It would be fine to have more connections to the food sector. In Bonn, they were very interested in food and meditation in this combination. They were very interested. And and as I heard from Sonja, she just will tell you about this. This vegan diet is a major factor in the discussion around environment. So that's for short, just now, and then I hand over to Sonja.
Om Shanti and good morning. Is it better with a mic or without?
With mic.
It's better, okay. So, really nice to see you. And this is our first vegan meeting in Madhuban. So, congratulations to yourself. Please come in the circle here. And everything that starts in Madhuban has its own magic. But we do have a food group within our environment initiative for some years, and Aneta is kind of a little bit involved in the food group, and David Goodman from the UK. But they have also expressed help to organize themselves and to do some activities for the centers. So maybe some of you feel inspired, or we come together and do something. And I said to Almut, I'm not 100% vegan myself, so I can't come to your vegan meeting, but I'm happy to support it. But Almut said I should come anyway. But then I thought, maybe I'm representing all these Brahmins who are 90% vegan like myself. There are many brothers and sisters who are like me, many I know. They are like you. Yeah. So, in a sense, when we had the first environment initiative presentation for the RC group here in Madhuban in 2010, it must have been 10 or 9, they said we can't engage in the environment. That I presented everything and there was a little bit of opposition. But then we discussed and I said that we are a spiritual group. They said we can't engage because we are not an environment group. And I said, no, we are a spiritual group and we will always remain that, but we can have environment considerations and concern. So, and then as we talked about, we can be open with our process. So we start here and we move forward and we share our journey. And that's how it happened. And maybe it's the little bit same with vegan. We start where we're at, everyone is welcome, and you're open with the process. And the center in Copenhagen is a little bit the same. We're all vegan when we have public programs. Everything for is vegan, Tolly and food. But amongst the Brahmins, some people like the cheese, and that's also okay. But anyhow, we will do a round of introductions. And as people keep coming, I keep talking. But I'm not 100% always sure of the numbers and figures, and maybe Anita can do the percentage in detail, but for sure the vegetarian and especially vegan food is one of the major contributions a single individual can do for the climate change. It is better to keep your car and go vegetarian or vegan instead of selling your car and keep eating meat. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. The meat production industry has higher emission than the transport sector. So in the UN conferences, we have been seeing more and more programs on plant-based diet, which is the UN word for vegan or vegetarian. They call it plant-based. Yeah. And there is a lot of discussions about that. So in last COP, we had like a food pavilion, food. There is a food conscious alliance organization. Is it called? Yeah. Food Consciousness Alliance. And there are pro-vegan, there are many, many organizations who work on vegan diet. And I had a look at the website on all the UN days, because if someone is creative, you could create an activity for the UN days. For example, there is the World Food Day, 16th October. There is something called Food Safety Day on 7th June. The whole January is a vegan month. There is something called veganary in January every month. No, it's not by the UN. It's another organization. But they're very active on the YouTube and everywhere. There's programs on vegan food in January. Yeah. And you have World Environment Day, Earth Day, and there is also something called World Pulses Day. And then we had this official UN body, Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, with headquarters in Italy. They are, we don't have any contact point from Ramakumaris there. Maybe we should ask Elmut to become our FAO representative. I just had the thought. So there are many things that we can need. We can need articles for Brahmins to understand. We can have workshops, activities, so many things. So I think we'll do a round, and Almut, you let us know.
Something else with activities. We are once in a month, we are cooking in our center. We are providing a vegan meal. And before we eat the meal, we meditate, and everyone is welcome. And the center is always very much packed. It's a wonder how this food works. It's really, it's a wonder. I saw many, many husbands changing when the wife was cooking in Baba's remembrance and vegetarian and vegan. And even those who are not so much into vegan diet, if they taste it and they like it, they change step by step. Yeah. And what Sonja said, it's also very important. We shouldn't be too strict with vegan diet. You know, if there is someone in the center, we have one brother in the center, he has his milk in the fridge. Let him have his milk. You know? We shouldn't be that we are only hoisting a flag for vegan and we are fighting for veganism. But it will slowly, it will, also for me, it took a while. Now I introduce myself. It started, I was at a doctor's conference. And at this conference, we got tea, and there was milk, and there were oat milk, almond milk, and we could try all this, you know. And the first trial with oat milk, I didn't really like it. I like cream a lot, you know. Cream with a cup of coffee was a fine thing, you know. But if we change slowly and slowly, it's wonderful, you know. So, okay, now.
Om Shanti. I'm Rishi from Agra, India. And I've been a part of Double Fourness program for very long. So I was there in the integrated retreat. And so I've been really interested in this, the food and vegan thing. In India, we generally don't practice as such. Like if you really go to metropolitan cities in India, there might be some people who really practice veganism. Otherwise, generally we don't have such things in India. But I really like about it because sometimes when I try vegan diet, it helps me in the stomach. Although I don't have any problem, but I feel like, you know, it's makes your body detoxified. So it's like cleansing and all. So that's why I just like it. And I'm really interested to know about it more. Thank you.
I'm Shanti. My name is Debbie from Australia. I've been in the Green Environment Wing for Australia for many years. Sonia and I have worked together on many projects in the earlier years when I wasn't so busy. I'm on the core team of the Australian Environment Wing. My connection with being in vegan food, which I am, is my spiritual development, to enhance that in spiritual energy for me, where I'm not a part of the animal side of things. I guess that's the main thing of it. I have been vegetarian since the 70s anyway, so I've always had that connection with that diet. But the vegan more came in when I came to Bubba with the spiritual side of my spiritual growth. Om Shanti, thank you.
My name is Jan, and I'm also from Australia. I'm not totally vegan at the moment. Like you were saying, sister, I have a problem with some of the drinks without milk. Yeah, haven't found a suitable alternative, but I'm working on that. So it's all just part of... to be vegan is just part of carrying on, extending our vegetarian outlook, yeah. And that Veganuary thing we did in Australia 2 or 3 years ago, we did the whole month of January and had some online programs and so forth for that, so it was good, yeah. Thank you.
Sister Sandy from Thailand. I'm interested of this class because for myself, my body, like when I take milk, I have like diarrhea and sometimes like difficult to digest, and I feel like body produces a lot of mucus inside, so I want to get more information. Thank you.
Sandy. Om Shanti. Helen from Malaysia. I'm not vegan, but we're interested to know more about that and how it can be used as also platform for serving. In Malaysia, veganism, gluten-free, is still not popular or not even on the radar in that way. Vegetarian diet, yes, but basically Malaysians don't have too much dairy, especially in the past, but due to influence of Western cuisine, cheese has become a big thing, yeah, because all these pizza and things, you know. But they have just come into that taste for it. So you know, to flip over, maybe, you know, make people understand a bit more. But basically, for me to understand and see how to use this also as a platform for service. Thank you.
I'm Shanti, I'm Mala from Australia. Mala. Yeah. I've always believed in what you eat is what you are. And so I was very much involved in Ayurveda and vegan. And since my daughter is very much involved in cruelty against animals, so she was pushing forward for vegan, encouraging people to be part of this vegan movement that she was part of. And so that brought me into it. So I'm vegetarian, vegan, Ayurveda, anything to do with good health. That is it. Thanks.
Om Shanti. My name is Gita. I'm from Australia. I am 97% vegan. The reason for my veganism is environment, to say the environment, because one of my son is also very much against animal cruelty. And the other reason is for my own body also. I have noticed that if I drink cow's milk, it produces a lot of flame. And third reason is spiritual growth. I feel that spiritually we will grow if we are totally vegan. Thank you.
Shanti, my name is Zeni from the Philippines. I am still a vegetarian, but I'm so curious about this being vegan. Because as of now, I like eating. I like taking milk and dairy products, butter. But whenever I check on the Facebook and the social media, one thing that really catch my attention is this being cruel with the animals. So I kept telling myself, I have a heart for the animals. It's just that I cannot yet, I am still on the road of guiding the physical senses, the tongue of taking, but I want to, there is that pure desire to be kind to the animals. Thank you.
Om Shanti, I'm Francis, 22 years vegetarian and 15 years vegan. From the Philippines. It was Sister Devi Dilraj who passed away many years ago. She was assigned in Cambodia who influenced me to become vegan. And being vegan has been very helpful for me. But when I started taking dairy products here in Maduban, then all my pimples and rashes started to erupt already. But otherwise, I love being vegan. I don't feel I'm missing out on anything. I really just love the taste of vegetables and fruits. So it's nice to meet everyone.
My name is Kristina from Lithuania. I speak Polish, Eva translate.
Kristina from Lithuania. I am not vegan. But we have one vegan person in our center. And we somehow include this. Okay, and we prepare vegan food for her. O czym? Oh, yes, but I'm here because I would like to get to know more about veganism. Okay. My name is Eva, I am from Poland, and I've been vegan for, I think, 5 years. And also the center I live is a vegan center, but we are of course open. If you have any guest who likes milk or dairy products, we say no problem. And also I am a member of an eco team in my local job. I maybe haven't been so active last year due to some involvement in many different projects, but my role there is also to promote veganism. And we organized many interesting events when we offer vegan food. We have this kind of food events in my company. Yes, in every location, we prepare some things, yes, for them, for employees, and they come, they can try, and also we can answer to their questions. Nordea. Yes, Nordea Bank. This is a Nordic bank, maybe not very well known in the world, but it's a quite good bank in Nordic countries.
It's a bank.
Bank. I must say that, yes, that Nordea is a really good bank, and it's, I think it's leading in many different, I had a discussion one with my sister from Finland. She said, yeah, but this is so expensive bank. And I just said, but you know, you pay, I go to Madoban. Yeah, but they're very open. This is, I think, good thing, yes, that they are very open.
Om Shanti. My name is Mireille, Mireille. So I think I have been a vegetarian since I could be. And as soon as I could be a vegetarian, I started being vegetarian. And at age of 15, I didn't drink milk as a drink. I thought it was for the baby calf. It wasn't for me. But and also later on, well, being a BK and everything, I am vegetarian. But I like at home. My husband still likes cheese a lot, so it's like an addiction. So sometimes I take some, but I try to think about what it does to my body, and I have been like working a lot on what food does to the body. And as Marla said, I like to think that what we eat is what we are, or what it does to our body. So I'm very much interested in veganism, and because I think it's the next step after vegetarianism. Yes, thank you. Canada. Quebec City. Okay, so that's the French part of Canada.
Om Shanti. My name is Karen, and I'm from the Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean. And I'm new here. So when the sister announced that there would be the vegan meeting here, I said I will come along and try to learn, because I'm always open to new ideas and ways of doing things. Hence the reason I'm here. That's it. Thanks.
Om Shanti. My name is Felicia. And I'm also from the Caribbean, but I'm from the island of St. Kitts. I've just been in knowledge 3 years, believe it or not. So I've been eating all kind of animal for a long time. I mean a long, long time. I've never thought of it as anything other than normal until I became a BK. Then I got confused. Because I didn't know what to cook. I didn't know how to prepare. I didn't know what to do. I've been this way for such a long time. So I've been a vegetarian out of the 3 years, 2.5 years. I struggle with butter and cheese. And so I'm lost. That's why I'm here. So I can be found. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, my name is Aneta, and I'm from Poland. I've been vegan for maybe 12, 13 years. And this was the best decision that I could have taken. I'm very happy that I'm vegan. But I don't pursue I mean, I don't force it on anyone, but if someone wants, then I share. And people come and ask about this. And then they think and they change. I have to tell you, even Sister Dorcas, she said she would become vegan now. So it's so nice. Dorcas from Nairobi. But yeah, my reason was spiritual reason, non-violence. And before, I was not aware about the whole process in dairy industry. And once I learned about it, how the cows are inseminated, then how they are kept in those places where they are, how they get ill, they get all this antibiotics, then when they give birth, the babies are taken away. It is so much suffering, right? So much sorrow. And we are just not aware of it, maybe. So that's okay, but we can become aware. So that was one reason. But then I got engaged in environmental service, and it only confirmed this decision. Because, like Sonia said, actually meat and dairy industry, they produce more greenhouse gases than transport. It's like up to 30% maybe of all greenhouse gases are produced by meat and dairy industry. And dairy industry, anyway, it's a bit technical, but you know this climate change, why it is so cold here now? It's because of too much fossil fuels that we burn and also methane that we produce. And a lot of methane is produced by cows when they digest the food. The food they digest so they can give milk to us, not really to their babies, but to people. So this is a big reason for the global warming, even it feels cold, but it is global warming. And then I'm also engaged in UN service on land restoration. And then I learned that actually dairy industry is the main reason, meat and dairy, but actually dairy, the main reason for deforestation and for land degradation. Because people need to cut all the forests so they have more place to grow food for cows. And then they also have to use a lot of pesticides to grow more. So there is a lot of pollution in the land, but also in the water. And then this water, which is polluted, goes to the ocean. And it pollutes ocean very much. And it's a big, big problem creating the dead zones in ocean and so on and so forth. And they say that if everyone would become vegan in the world, just to give an idea, if everyone was vegan, we could grow food for everyone. Everyone would be full and well fed using 25% of the land that we are using now. Only 25% of the land would be enough to grow food to feed people with all nutrients required. Because these proteins and other nutrients that we get from meat or milk actually are very less comparing what we eat directly from vegetables. So, yes, okay, Om Shanti.
She can continue. Om Shanti, my name is Joanne. I'm from Montreal, Canada. I've been a vegetarian for over 40 years. Vegan, I would say about 10 years, but I can say I'm 97% because sometimes I eat goat's milk, goat's cheese, because it's a bit hard to find other kind of cheese in Montreal right now. So, but I try to promote it as much as I can, even in the center, but it's a bit, I just talk about it sometimes. Because I did some research also to find out what it was, because 10 years ago it wasn't very well known. So now I am. Om Shakti.
Okay, let's introduce the latecomers, but you will have to be really short, so we have some time for discussion. Name and country and one sentence interest.
I'm Janet, mostly in Australia these days. Became vegan about 10 years ago. Mostly due to understanding what Annetta was just saying about the cruelty to the animals, because my job's about being in a loving space, and so how can I do something which is unkind to the animals? But at first it was hard because of that, because it was only based on the animals, but what about me? But as time goes on, I begin to see I don't want something that's got antibiotics and pus and all that in it. It's just disgusting now. So it becomes easier as time goes on when there's understanding.
Okay, I'm Judy from Australia, and we live in a place called Coffs Harbour, which is halfway between Brisbane and Sydney. We have 120 acres of forest and about 20 acres cleared. We're living on a river that's pure water with a waterfall and a lake. And we're off-grid. We have solar and hydro, and we grow our own vegetables. We basically live off the garden, but we're not 100% vegan. We still eat cheese. But I've got arthritis in my hips, so I've decided I need to go vegan and stop eating the dairy.
All right, good morning. Sure. I'm Sudan from Guyana. I am not a vegan, so I'm just here to learn.
I'm Shanti. I'm Andrew from Australia. So I'm a naturopath, and so I suppose that my interest is in just nutrition generally, and you know, I do a lot of research on how much land and water is required to produce food. But I just want to put in that I'm not 100% vegan either, because we did try, I'm the other half of Judy here, so we live very remotely. But I always worry about protein with the Brahman diet. Like even the vegetarian diet, I find, I think this is Karen. Just when you're struggling with diet, especially when you're becoming from a meat eater to a vegan, just the amount of protein that you don't get in your diet. And I find looking around most Brahmins, particularly actually in India, that they eat a lot of sugary foods and then they get diabetes and other problems. So it's really important that as vegans that we really think about our food and the composition of that. I'm Shanti.
Sister, you want to say? Shanti. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mel from the Philippines. I'm a vegetarian. I'm not yet a vegan yet.
I think the longest vegan here, who was it you, 15 years? I think we should give the hand to the brother Francis. So I think we'll open the floor, isn't it? But when I listened to you, I thought there are a few people who want to know more about vegan and health. Some people want to know more about vegan and animal care and non-violence. Some want to know more about vegan and spiritual development, how it helps you in your spiritual life. And some wants to know about service activities at the centers connected to vegan food. And some are interested in the deforestation, land degradation, water aspects. So that's a rich, there is the need, I feel. The need is on these topics.
Yes, anyone has any question, any comments from you?
The comment I have is that the big companies now are getting on the bandwagon, so to speak, producing vegan food because it's something new. And a lot of that is highly processed food. And things like, they know that majority of the population, for instance, as we've heard here, cheese is very popular, and those sorts of processed foods. And when you read the labels, what's in it is terrifying. It's full of chemicals and numbers and whatever else. And really, you know, what is that doing to our bodies? So
Yeah, so it's a good, you know, that we're talking about this, that we can look at good, healthy substitutes, if you like, for those types of things that, you know, obviously we need to satisfy our desires. Yeah.
I would like to say something about this because nutrition is also my professional field. Personally, I think from the side of Gyan and also from the side of on the scientific viewpoint, it's good to have quite simple food. Very simple. There's a saying, what our grandma used to cook. Yeah? In that way, you know, we should have simple vegetables, potatoes, mostly not industrialized food. That's a thing I think we can stand for from our side, and it's also possible to do it. I'm quite sure, yeah.
Yes, one sister was speaking to me about the same during breakfast, the industrialized food fashion at the moment. And I thought we're going back to Baba's old basics, isn't it? Simple food, cook yourself from. But maybe we can also discuss how to continue from here, if you have any ideas, how we can make this vegan group work together and maybe produce some material to help our family.
I find a very good teaching resource is the Environmental Wing website. Do we have any of this on the... I find some good resources for anything environment is on our website, the Eco Brahma Kumaris Initiative. It has a lot of resources on how to present programs to students or workshops or that, of course. Do we have any of this on it as yet?
Actually, there is a whole website called Food Care, and on our ECHO website we link to that, and you just go to what we do, and then there is under the menu solar, 10 ways, waste management, all this, there is a sub-menu called Food Care. And that will take you to our Food Care website. And the best thing there is they have produced blessings. If I had them, I should give them to you. They produced blessings from the vegetables. So you get one blessing, you are like a carrot, radiating, shining. Or you are sweet as a potato and mix very nice with everybody. You are fresh and like an ananas. And you know, amazing. Were you part of making them or no? And then they have a 80-page toolkit for vegan food on the website. It's quite amazing resource. It hasn't been used very much because the food group, they made this toolkit and then they got tired, I think, and fell asleep. whilst I have the mic, I just want to let you know we have a green day on the 9th of March, if anyone is here. And Almut will tell you about the list we have here for emails. But we also have our Brahma Kumaris Green newsletter. And if you're not on that, give me your email, I'll put it on. And we could feature vegan food in one issue and only do that. Yeah.
One second. Because I think one issue is like with cooking and to have good nutrients, proteins and things. This we don't have, I think, on our website too much. Maybe this is something what we could do. Those who know how to do, maybe we could create some guide book, something, cookbook, guidebook.
Also, so we get all the protein. Yeah.
I just wonder if you include anything like how to grow the vegetables yourself, with like permaculture and what Hoogly method and what's the wicking beds, you know, the methods to grow the food if people have space to grow it. But it's interesting how much space, you don't really need a lot of space. People can even grow it in a apartment. You can grow all sorts of herbs and all sorts of things you can add to your food. So I think that's an important aspect to add.
You see, when we started the Environment Initiative, we started it in twofold. One was the outreach, all the conferences, and one was how to green our own institution. And for the centers, we did a survey. We done some green retreats and templates and workshops. And thank you for appreciating the website. We have 10 ways to change the world. There is workshop material for each of the values. But after that, the conference activity became so big. And there are UN conferences, just massive. So it took all our energy. So I must admit that we are lacking a little bit behind in supporting the centers for vegetables growing and cooking and all these things. So maybe you can help us in that, because we need more people to do that. Because it's such an expanding service field. Yeah.
Sorry, being in the center, I feel it is good to introduce people in the centers about cooking and improve the health of the people coming to the center, change the diet, because some of the foods provided at the centers are not very healthy. So by introducing vegan or vegetarian to be more nutritional than just feeding people for the sake of feeding, or the taste, catering for the taste, will help. And educate people at the same time to understand what is vegan, what we are trying to promote or let people know. And also many are complaining that if they leave not eating non-veg, eating non-veg gives them protein. But we have been vegetarian all our life, and we never miss protein. We are healthy in many ways because we bring lentils and other things, pulses and all, to replace that protein. And so I never missed it. I don't know about her, but that's the way we feel.
Soya, lentils, soyas, we call it dals. Soyabean is a very good source of protein. They call it poor people's meat. In India, we call it poor people's meat is soyabean. So it's not expensive and it's good source of protein as well.
The most popular website in Denmark on vegan food is called Vegan Mother. And she was a traditional full-eating meat mother of two sons. And they, like I hear you saying, they became teenagers and they go vegan when they are 17, 18 something. And they come home to mom and says, I will not eat your food. And then she said, you cook yourself then. And then after some weeks, she missed coming together for the meals. So she started to cook, investigate and cook vegan food that also her husband would like. And the boys helped her to create a blog page on all her vegan experiments for her sons and her husband, who is a heavy meat eater. And that had become the most popular vegan blog sites. And the son has moved away from home, but she and her husband stayed vegan. Yeah. Yeah.
The sister here and I, she might want to add to it after I've spoken, but I just thought about B12 deficiency. A lot of people have that, and they have injections for it. And there's one brother that used to be a BK, and he has a serious disorder like Parkinson's from having too many cytocobalamin injections, which is B12 in injection form. So I just thought I'd mention that, and maybe that something that everyone can discuss, how to overcome that. I mean, we've never had a problem, But my daughter does. She has to have injections. So it obviously affects some people and not others. So if anyone's got any ideas about how to counteract that, it often is because of lack of intrinsic factor in the small intestine. So, and that means that their intestine has got this black stuff, you know, and it's not being absorbed, the B12. But B12 is in meat, and that's the thing about vegetarians, that they don't get that
B12. Added to the website, which is where's already quite a lot about vegetarian and vegan diet. So it's about proteins and combining food. Second is this all this thing with self-growth on the balcony or in little gardens, self-growing vegetables and herbs.
Growing, and then cooking possibilities, and I really think we should write articles on this subject for special magazines.
One very interesting lady to read is Vandana Shiva, who does the Seed Savers, and she's a very powerful force in India, and if anyone hasn't seen her talk, she's incredibly inspiring, Vandana Shiva.
If you go to Foodcare website, then you will find also nice interviews with her, Vandana Shiva and Sister Jayant.
Anyone else would like? Otherwise, we close with a minute of silence. Yeah? So there are two pages. If you want to leave your addresses, we'll take care. We'll take good care.
Okay, Om Shanti, and thank you very much for coming and giving your energy to this. Really appreciate it. Thanks to Almut, especially for convening us all. She went to the mental health and well-being session, and she came back and says, Sonia, we need to meet about vegan food and our mental health. And we will be in touch, and any offerings from your side would be more than welcome. You know, you have an idea of the needs. So any offering from your side, we will send it around on our newsletters, put it on the website, everything we can do. And maybe when you get back to your centers, you can sit down and talk about this as a topic for one service meeting and work together on a center level.
You can't supplement it with vegan. You have to, yeah. You have to take supplements or take sauerkraut, for example, these things which are fermented. They help a lot. Fermented things, they help a lot. If you eat regularly fermented things, like a sauerkraut or kimchi, you can make it yourself. That helps for supplementing. But fully supplementation with vitamin B12, I think. Which mushrooms? I don't know. I'm not so firm with mushrooms, you know. Yeah. But mainly these fermented things, they are good for vitamin B12, yeah. Just a second. If you want to reach us personally, you can reach me personally with the Berlin Center. Berlin Center is everywhere on the website. I'll get these mails. And Sonia, you can reach on the Copenhagen email. If you want to have a personal contact, please don't feel shy, just write. Wonderful. Thanks for coming so much. It was a pleasant, wonderful morning.